You hear the key turn in your lock, in your front door, and your cock twitches. We're neighbors, you and I. We've talked about this before, our mutual fantasy. We're actually not lovers. But we've talked about how I fantasize about being able to take charge of a man while he's sleeping and do things with him or do things to him. And you fantasize about being taken advantage of while you're sleeping. But let's backtrack a little bit. I moved in last year, and right away, we were just the best of buddies. I travel a lot. I'm only home 3 days out of the week. And we always have such a good time cooking for each other, telling each other about naughty audios that we've been listening to or videos that we watch sometimes. But we never do these things together. We enjoy our content separately. But over time, based on what you tell me you listen to, and based on what I tell you I listen to, you've come to know each other's taste. And just recently, one evening after a little bit too much wine, probably, you confide that you fantasize about you tell me that you love looking at cocks or thinking about cocks, but you don't think that, you know, you tell me you love women, and I believe you, because you also tell me about your dates. It's hard to pretend a true interest and a true love of women. But you tell me about when you hear these audios that are made for anyone to hear, and you hear other boys or men talk about cock, sucking cock, or taking a cock, or even just hand jobbing a cock. And you tell me that just sounds so sexy. And I tell you, well, that's because it is sexy. And I tell you, what I like to listen to. Well, honestly, I like to listen to boys, or I should say men, but I call them boys, who are submissive. And I actually like a man's voice, a young man's voice probably, that sounds, well, like you, regular guy, but at the hand of a dominant woman or a dominant man. His voice just gets all shuddery, gaspy, whimpery. I love that. I don't care if he's taking a girl cock or a cock. I don't care if he's sucking a girl cock or sucking an actual cock. Just let me hear you do it. Or let me hear you beg for it. So this is what I tell you. And I also love the idea of sleep play. Or not necessarily sleep play. I love the idea of stimulating someone just as they're on the cusp of wakefulness. The body slowly awakening. The body and the consciousness slowly coming to a state of wakefulness. In the audios, they call it snuggle fucking or cuddle fucking. And then over time, this sharing of confidence has led to a sharing of a fantasy of you telling me the fantasy of possibly being walked in on while you're sleeping and being handled. And me too. The idea of surprising someone or just coming over unannounced. So, I just came back from a business trip and I am feeling a bit frustrated because I work in a company that is very male dominated. And I do just fine, but you know, there's a lot of posturing that has to happen. It's very tiring. And I'm feeling just a little bit aggressive. So I come home from a trip and I take a shower. I always do that first thing, and I have a nice little dinner, a nice glass of wine. And it's past 1 o'clock, but I know I'm not going to go to sleep anytime soon. First of all, I just came from the West Coast, so it's 10 o'clock. And just by the way I'm feeling, I know I'm either going to have to listen to a bunch of audios and get off, or I'm going to do what I've been thinking about doing, especially on this flight, this long flight. I've been thinking about surprising my neighbor. So I do just that. I walk out of my apartment, lock the door, of course, pad over to yours, put the key that you had exchanged with me in your lock, turn it, open the door, and close it behind me. I stand there for a moment thinking, did we really talk about this, or am I just imagining it and amplifying it in my mind? Maybe this is not a good thing to do. But you know what? I'm going to go forward. Let's see what happens. We can always have a laugh about it later. I go into your room. Your bedroom door is slightly ajar. There's no reason it would be closed. You live alone. I push it open. I stand in the doorway for a moment. And you're lying on your stomach. Looks like you're sleeping. I make my way over. And I sit down on the bed as lightly as I can. I'm not sure if I want to wake you or if I don't want to wake you. I can hear you sigh out in your sleep. I reach out and touch your hair. And it seems like I can detect a little twitch of awareness. And I hear you sigh out. And you lift your head slightly and turn it towards me. I say, hey, hon, did I wake you? You say, no, I heard you come in. It can only be you, you're the only person who has my key. I say, yeah. I had a long day. Do you mind that I'm here? You say, of course not. We've talked about it. I lean down and give you small kiss on your forehead. And I say, do you want to do those things we've talked about? And you say yes. So I say, well, I guess we'll just have to use our imagination. You don't have any toys here. I didn't bring anything. And you say, oh no, don't worry. I have those things that we talked about. And I smile in the dark, and I say, "Oh, really?" And you say, "Yes, well, it's been a couple of months since we talked about it, and I ordered all that stuff, and I've been experimenting." Okay then. Well, shall we go back to 5 minutes ago when you were sleeping? You say, "All right then." And you lift your head up and turn your head the other way. I take off my robe and I put it on the side chair. I'm just wearing like a short sleeping set. I draw the covers down a little bit more to expose your back. Start stroking down your spine with my fingertips, kissing you lightly in the back of the neck. Ah, sweet boy. I have such a fondness for you. I want to make you feel good. Get this back. Beautiful. Just stroke down your spine, your shoulder blades. I can hear you sigh out. As if you're sleeping, but you know you're not sleeping. But let's pretend you are. And then I draw your covers down a little bit more. Oh, look at that. Just the very beginning of the flare of your buttocks. So sweet. Oh, it's been a long time since I played with a boy like this. I miss it. I just let my fingertips caress the very top cleft of your butt. And right away I can feel goosebumps rise up in your skin. And if I listen very closely, I do think you whimpered. Just slightly. I draw the cover down a little bit more. Wet my finger. And run it down the cleft between your ass cheeks a little bit more. Just between the flesh of your cheeks. I'm not touching your butt yet. This is the very first time we're doing this. I'm gonna take it slow and make it last. Does that feel good, baby? Yeah, pull the covers down now. Down mid-thigh. There's just enough light coming in from the street. I can see pretty buttocks. Just rub them lightly in the palm of my hand. Warm hand on your butt. Just stroking. Rubbing. Massaging. Lightly. And gradually, I'm stroking your buttocks with my thumb. Flaring your butt cheek open. And then I move down closer to your hips so I can use both of my hands. Oh, I know this feels good. I love it when it's done to me. That feeling, my thumbs flare your cheeks open. And you can feel your sweet hole exposed. Do you feel self-conscious when I do that, knowing your hole is being exposed? You can maybe even feel cool air a little bit. But don't worry, it's dark. I can't really see anything. I can only imagine what you're feeling. And then I lean down. Kiss the top of your buttocks. That sweet curve, I love it. The curve of when your low back starts to become your buttock. Right below those dimples. And then I do let my hands peel you open and keep your cheeks open. I'm gonna breathe on your crack. Can you feel my breath? Blow on your crack a little bit. And then I stick my tongue out. I could feel you shiver when I did that. It wasn't even your hole, it was just the top of your cleft. I'm going to do this very slowly. Starting from the top. And then slowly. Moving down. It's kissing. And then on my tongue, work the outer ring. I know you're awake now. Do you like that? Now I'm just full on kissing your butt. Like I'm making out with it. And I let my spit pool in that small crater. I'm going to use that spit in a little bit. Like it. Get ready for the next thing now. I lift my head up away from your hips and take a fingertip. I think I'm going to use my ring finger and just massage your asshole using my spit as lube. I know you said you got supplies. We may use it. I'm not sure yet. Just doing this right now. Just rubbing in the spit in the outer ring there. And then I slowly start to just tuck in the fingertip. Look at that. You can see you bucking your hips up slightly to meet me. Oh, how lovely. And as I'm doing that, I ask you, baby, where are these toys that you got? Are they in your night table? And you turn your head towards me and you say yes. It's right there. On your side, where you're sitting. Ah, that's so good. I don't even have to move my hand. Let me see what you've got. I open the drawer. And you have just what is needed. But right now, I just want to use my hand. So, working my finger. My ring finger. Into your tight ring. I'm gonna say, I ask you, maybe, have you tried out any of these toys? Have you done this for yourself yet? And you say, yes, I have, but it's better you do it. And you let out a moan. As I slip more of my finger inside you, half of my finger is in now. And I can feel your tight ring squeeze around the middle knuckle. I really want to find your special spot, but let's see if I can find it this time. I'm turning my hand a little bit, so the pad of my hand is facing downward, facing your front. There, I think. I'm going to have to use my middle finger, my longest finger. I think that's maybe. Is that it? And you don't even answer. You just make a shuddery moan. And I can tell. I can tell by listening to countless audios. That is the spot. I tell you, baby, it's time now. I'm going to try out one of these toys of yours. And like I said, there's just enough light coming in through the blinds. I can tell there's a bottle lube and a plug. Good thing it's a full moon. I get this lip. Maybe I work this in. I'm sorry, it's a little cold, isn't it? Here, let me take this plug. Let me wet this in my mouth first. You've cleaned this, right? Here, I'm gonna start putting this in, okay? Has a ring at the end. I'm gonna work this, okay? I'm gonna work it in and out of you. Would you like that? Okay, here we go. And pull it out. I'm just gonna leave this widest part in your ring. I'm gonna let you feel that tension. Before I pull it all the way out. Oh, baby. I'm gonna slowly push it back in. I'm gonna do that again, okay? Do you like being stretched? Yeah? Or do you want me to just go in and out? Or do you want me to surprise you? Here, I'm going to pull it out. I'll leave you stretched a little bit. And pull it all the way out. Baby. Do you want to make yourself feel good? Here, turn on your side. Turn on your side. And put this pillow between your knees. I'm going to work this plug and you tug on yourself, okay? Yes. Yes, make yourself feel good. Baby. Take taste your pecan. I want to see you taste. Is it good? Here, pull it out. And push it back in. Pull it out. Push it back in. Oh God. Pull it out. Is it okay with you if I massage your balls? There. Massage your balls. Fuck your ass with this plug when you make yourself feel good. We can do more next time. Maybe tomorrow. Yes. Maybe, yes. Make yourself feel good. Oh, you move for me. I love it. Yes. Do you want me to count you down, sweetheart? Okay, from 5? Alright, here we go. I'm gonna go slow, okay? 5. Yes, tuck it hard. 4. 3. 2. Here, come on 0, okay? 1. Oh, yes, yes, I'm gonna go faster. Oh, I love your ass. 0. Yes. Oh, God, I feel your balls tighten in my hands. Oh, my God. Oh, I have my fingertip on your asshole. I can feel it twitching. Oh, my God. Oh, my love. Oh my God, that's so hot. Baby. Do you want me to leave this in or take it out before I go? Okay, as you like. You don't need me to help you clean up? No, you got it? Alright. Let me put my robe back on. I'll see you for brunch, okay? Sleep well, my love.